And within myself is the glory. And he had a name written on his vest and on his thigh, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Revelations 19:16 Eastern Text. I said in my last lecture that it was the invisible electricity that gave power to the dynamos. Without this invisible power, there could be no movement, no power. It is the same with us. Our bodies are like the dynamo. The invisible life is the power that makes it move. Not only does life make it move, but created it for its own self-expression. This is the life that never dies. This is the life that is eternal, and which alone has consciousness. This is the great secret that we must find. And when we find this secret, we have found the power in this secret. But this invisible life had built the body for its own self-expression because there is no other means how it could come about. There is only one creative principle in the whole universe. We have come to that conclusion. Science has come to that conclusion. Philosophy has come to that conclusion. But yet we go one step farther through our own reasoning, and beyond our reason, also we find that we must come to the truth that there can be only one living life created. Otherwise, the universe would fall to pieces. There would be antagonisms among the human family. That is why the human family is beginning to disintegrate, because of the groups that are antagonistic to one another. We see all this taking place amongst us. We see it taking place throughout the whole world. We see all different types of people have different ideas, different beliefs, different organizations have different ideals. There is the person who is what we call the idealist, the person who also we will say is the person who believes in a utopia, and the person who has these various ideologies. And we have the ideology, utopias, groups here and there, all in opposition to one another. Now, what are they all fighting about? They're fighting about their ideas, their images, their beliefs. And what are they? They are nothing at all but only creations in the mind. And these creations in the mind only come into being through man himself, through his past experience, through his environment, his nationality, and all these things that build up in his mind a structure which he believes to be true. When all together the foundation is false, therefore the structure must be false also. But if we come to the true realization that life, the same life, and the only one life existing in every individual, and that's the only thing we have in common with one another, and it's the foundation of the human family, and it's the only reality. When we find that, then we see the falseness of all these other things, and we drop. But until we do see the falseness of these things, we'll still be caught up in separation, and with separation there is destruction. How foolish people are. There is a right and a left. There is the Chinese and the Russians. There's the Americans and the British. There's the Afrikaner and the other people and all the other types and all of the various beliefs and ideas. Can all these beliefs and ideas be reconciled? Yes, of course they can all be reconciled under one particular understanding of the underlying principles of creation, and that is life itself. All these other things move away into nothingness. They require, of course, discernment, statesmanship, understanding. But while we are caught up in these things, we will never be free from them, and the world will be going on doing the same thing, having war after war, struggle after struggle, and man has missed the point after all. It is life that gives us self-consciousness, but when we are not aware of this truth, we seek the expansion of the self. Do we not seek to expand the self both spiritually and materially for our own benefit only? So we exploit and become the exploited. The paramount longing in the human heart is the desire for things, for spiritual security, unaware that that which produces all things and which is resident within us. So we develop a sense of inward poverty. To cover up this inward poverty, we surround ourselves with things, title, rank, which we find never fill the vacuum. No matter who they are, king, queen, judge, or any person else, they are a human being. The underlying principle is life. And when you notice that and you understand that, you know that the same life in you is the same life in every other individual. And no matter how intellectual they may be, because intellectual and ignorance is just the same thing. There is no difference between one and the other. The one is at one end of the stick and the other is at the other end. How are you going to get rid of that? Quality of mind. Quality of mind is neither ignorance nor intelligence. It is a quality of mind that begins to understand the fundamental principles of life. And by doing so, then you become free from all those conditions. So we see that we develop a sense of insecurity, both spiritually and materially. So we try to buy a passport with as little as we can of our worldly goods to some unknown destination, and from those who claim to know the way and have the sole right of admission. Thus, the exploiter becomes the exploited. It only requires a little common sense to see these things, and that's an unfortunate thing that few people have common sense. Is it not so that we try to make ourselves secure at the expense of our brothers, and all we gain is sorrow and conflict, so we create the exploitation by which we are exploited from every side? It is only when the truth of the ever-present life, which is the creativeness within ourselves, is realized that we begin to understand but the cause as well as the remedy is within ourselves also. And you look to the outside to cure your troubles, to solve your problems. You look to some economic mean, to some political party, to some form of government to solve all your problems. Well, I tell you, you will never find your problems solved in that way. They must be solved by yourself. And when the problem is solved by the self, and that self becomes aware of the falseness of the things that he has in the past dealt with and believed to be true, he will drop them. So will the whole of human family arrive at that stage where he becomes aware of the false conditions in which he is surrounded, and he does not then think that somebody else can solve his problem for him. He finds that he himself must do it, and there is no other way. The ever-present life is beyond our personal allegiances, yet it is the moving factor in our personal life. When we come to see this clearly, we will abandon the illusion of the self, which is the past and future. We will see how magnificent we can become in the recognition of our oneness with the ever-present life, which unites us as one great family, not only on this earth, but with all inhabitants in the vast cosmos. When we begin to get beyond the self, into a state where there is a greater expansion of the consciousness, and it is as the consciousness begins to expand, as the consciousness becomes enlarged through understanding the narrowness of the self, then we begin to solve our problems. When the narrow self is in evidence, there is always trouble, and there will always be trouble. Is it not the self that seeks this and seeks that and is going away from reality? Reality is itself complete and perfect at this very moment. And it is from living from moment to moment that is so essential. Is the past not a memory? Is the past creative? The future is a hope, tinged with comprehension and apprehension. Is that creative? Is the future creative? Is an idea creative? Is an image creative? Is a belief creative? I ask you these questions so that you can see the falseness of these things you think are creative. What is creative? Life only is creative, and life alone has consciousness. But life does not live in the past, nor live in the future. Life lives now, every moment, moment to moment, renewing itself continuously. That is truth. That is living. You cannot live in the past if your memories and your experiences are hindering your expression of that which is real now. Then you must discard it. If you're living in the future, which is but a dream of fantasy, because you think that this will take place, and you think that this will take place, or that, it's a dream of fantasy. Past is but a memory. How am I going to live? Am I going to live torn between the past and the future? Am I going to become creative with those things tearing me to pieces? Is it not your memories now, your experiences, that are uppermost in your consciousness? Is it not these memories and these experiences that are making you afraid? Is it not the doubtfulness about the future that gives you apprehension? Good God, to live now, I always see this very moment, moment to moment, living now. That's the secret of it. Then the memories pass into nothing, and the hope disappears, and all these, and the creativeness is now. And when you have arrived at that state, all that's possible unto you in heaven and on earth. There is no longer any desire. Things flow to you, you can't keep them away from you. You have to try and keep them away from you, because they overburden you and overpower you, because the whole universe is coming towards you, want to express itself through the consciousness that is aware moment to moment. That's why Jesus knew perfectly well the great truth which he had, the Father and he were one. And he found that the Father was flowing into him continuously. And in fact, he seemed to be overburdened sometimes unless he was using, working continuously. He didn't see that the harvest was in the future. He saw the harvest now. Here was the secret behind creation. It was already there, already created. Have you ever seen a scene that takes years to come to fruition? The tree or plant and flower. You plant it in the ground and you wait for years till it grows. Have you ever seen a seed taken by the hand of a master and placed in such state and used for his own thought and sound, by the vibration of thought and sound, what we call the electromagnetic wave in the ether and the sound vibration, in the same sound as the creativeness within the plant, within the seed. You see the seed bursting forth and the tree and the flower coming into being in a very short time. It would take years to do, is done within a few minutes. When you have seen that, and you understand then what is behind that creation, then you will lose all the stupid belief in the past and the future. You will only know that that creativeness is now, and as the master chants, as his thought becomes one with the creativeness, and the chanting form of the sound waves begin to act upon the seed, and the very tone within the seed becomes active, and the seed bursts forth and grows up to maturity. That is understanding of the growth moment to moment. Same as with you now at this very moment, if you could only realize it. But how can you realize it? Can you realize it with your minds caught up in the past and the future, when the present is not known, when the creativeness is never used or understood? Within the one mind of the infinite, all does exist at the same time. Therefore, all must be moving at the same time and in the same direction. Therefore, we are not separate from the brother star, but all moving according to the cosmic plan of perfection. Even if we think otherwise, it makes no difference. Do you know, when we see and understand the greater consciousness, at the expansion of the consciousness that becomes aware of the cosmic activity, and that same cosmic activity that is moving all those planets, millions of them, that same cosmic activity is within you and me, moving according to in the one direction, makes you see the tremendous power that is within man, because the consciousness that is behind that creative movement in the cosmos must be the same consciousness in man. Jesus Christ became a director in the cosmos. So can all other people become a director in the cosmos by understanding this one truth. To the Father, whoever remaineth within me, he is he who is performing his own deeds. An animal hasn't got the conscious awareness. An animal is moved by the cosmic, by the cosmic intelligence which belongs to the animal plane, and he is moved according to the source. A dove will fly, the bird will leave here and reach its home. You may blindfold it and take it 100 miles away, but it rises up into the air, begins to circle, and the cosmic activity begins to become active within its brain and takes it to its destination. All animals move through the cosmic unconsciously, but you have gained that consciousness and awareness, born in the image and likeness of the Creator, with power to direct. Are you going to lose this direction, this power that is within you, by merely living in your memories and living in the fantasy of the future, and not using this directing power, that it can only be used now at this very moment and moment to moment, because it is always renewed? But that moment is there, is past. It's no longer a moment, it's gone. It is renewed the next moment, and after it is always renewed. Moment by moment is renewed, and never still. It is always renewable. When that moment is past and it's gone, there the next moment is renewed. That is reality. That is true. Efforts cooperate with the divine mind as a fulfillment of the law. In fulfilling of the law, we naturally see that we must cooperate with each other in harmony with the whole. Thus, we inherit the qualities of the divine. When we take the broad and comprehensive view of the whole, we lose the pettiness of the self and what it stands for. Unless we do this, we are caught up in the narrowness of dogma, creed, selfishness, and possessiveness, etc., which causes misery for the individual and for the world in which we live. For are we not the world? We condition it and ourselves. We condition the world and ourselves. The world doesn't condition us, remember. The comprehensiveness of the whole, the cosmos, is beyond human comprehension. Nevertheless, it is a fact that we cannot be separated from the whole except in the illusion of the individual mind, and that is an illusion. All great people have become great by understanding that there can be no separation. It is only when we come to discern our own limited thinking and how it arises, can we get the greater view beyond our immediate surroundings. If you're caught up in your surroundings, if you're caught up in your narrowness, how can you know that which is beyond? But immediately you see that you're narrow, you begin to see and express something that is greater. As long as you do not see your narrowness, as long as you do not see the falseness of the self, and all these other things that are false that are within you, you will never know what is true. Never. When we realize that the worlds and planets within our visible sight are but a fraction of the manifested whole, and the manifested universe is but a fragment of the infinite mind that fills boundless space, we find the glorious truth that we cannot be separated from the infinite whole. This makes us lose that narrow, bigoted idea that the separate self is all important. Then let us lose ourselves in the cosmos, so that the cosmos may manifest in us. This was the realization of Jesus when he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. He knew that there could be no separation between himself and the Father, for he distinctly said, the Father and I are one, not two, one. Let us consider these interesting facts about the cosmos. We are told that there are something like 2,000 million millions of worlds visible to us from the earth, and this is but a fraction of the manifested universe. Many of these suns and worlds are thousands of times larger than ours. Our world on which we live is but a grain of sand on the panorama of worlds. Yet we are one with the whole, moving in the same direction. This world is one of the satellites in the great Milky Way, which you can see stretches across the heavens. Many of these planets you see in the heavens are some thousands of light years distant from us. That is to say, light traveling at 186,000 miles per second. Multiply 186,000 by 60, and you will get how many miles there is to the minute. Multiply that by 60 again, you'll get how much is an hour. Multiply by 24 and you'll get how much in the day. Multiply that by 365 and you'll see that what is a year. And multiply that by 10,000 or 100,000 and you will get some distance near for that vanity instrument. Yet, in the same cosmos and we're moving in the same direction in the one mind of the universe, out of the same substance, the same universal substance ether, which has made the planet there, has made Earth there, and made the composition of your body. The same life that is active in your body is the same life there. Just as electricity is expressing it through that light there, so it can express through that machine there. So according to the conditions created by the infinite mind, so is that life there creative in that condition. Permit that condition created in the mind of the universe. That is understanding. Is the petty self now remaining, or have you got beyond that? Yet we are one with the whole. This the same fundamental substance, the same mind, the same creative spirit is created within us. How can we then, after knowing this, become petty? Spiritual sciences also reveal to us that there are belts of invisible matter inhabited by spiritual beings who were once physical like ourselves, although we are, most of us, incapable of seeing these inhabitants. They are not oblivious to our existence, for many are helping and guiding us even while we are not aware of it. This was revealed when Jesus went up the mountain to pray, and there Moses and Elijah appeared to him and his disciples. Peter thought that it was the gate to heaven. Truly it was the gate to heaven. So of course he said to Jesus, will I go down and get one tent, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for you? And Jesus said, no. Peter didn't understand that life itself is eternal, and it creates in the innermost and from the innermost into the outer. Life created your body, but it created it in the ether. And sound then wrote that electromagnetic wave of the infinite thought in the ether, which came the fall, perfect in the ether, because it was the absolute idea. It was perfect and is still perfect, held in that ether, because ether is a perfect substance, and you can't have a distortion in being or a substance or a form in the ether that is not perfect in itself. All other forms will pass away. So the sound comes into operation, and God said, and he spoke the word, and he was pleased to see that the creation came into being. The sound vibration that brought the thing down to the physical and reduced the vibration of the electromagnetic wave to the wave of sound of 700 miles per hour. That is the wave that exists now in your physical organs. That's the wave now. So we see then, you are creating in your own cells just the same thing, electromagnetic waves in the ether. They're penetrating the astral body. They're penetrating the physical atom. You're either building up or disintegrating your body according to your thoughts and emotions. Your voice does the same thing. How is it that one can keep strong, healthy, and young? By knowing the sound of your creation. Every one of you has a sound within yourself. And if you find the note that is within you, that is your creative note. Masters know their creative note. I know my creative note. Now sound. When I sound it, the whole of my body becomes magnetized, but not only with sparks, with electromagnetic waves, but also with sound waves. Is it not so that you keep a violin on the one string and the one note? All the time the bridge will fall down. Caruso would break a glass for the sound of his voice. The marching of men across the bridge continuously will break the bridge asunder. The breaking down of the walls of Jericho is a natural scientific fact, not a fallacy. And when you know your own tone, then you know it. And it comes from the creative name, the creative sound, which is the matrix of all sounds put together. And that's the sound of the whole life. Energy flows into the body from outside. Vibration is the ear. You feel my limbs and my arms now. Just touch them and you'll feel the power that is there. Just find the word within yourself, as I said, your song. My song is not your song. Your song is your own song. And you must find it. By doing so, you can continue. Draw upon the whole universe. Full of energy flows into your heart. Space becomes clear, filled up. Till the body is tingling. The mind is alert. There is a feeling of strength, power, and thought. The electromagnetic wave and the sound wave together. In harmony with the universe, the creative note within yourself. God manifesting himself. What a wonderful view. To get a true understanding of what is, we must get beyond narrow bigoted dogmas and creeds, ethics, and all the limited thought of the human mind. Some will say, where is your data to explain all this? There is ample proof given by those who have experienced at least a modicum of this truth to make it evident that there is more in heaven and earth than man has ever dreamt of. Scientists have told us that they are only groping in the dust, but as we progress in the science of the cosmos, we will reveal things that man has at present only dreamt of. There are far-reaching powers inherent in the human mind that will reveal to us that the hopes and desires of the inhabitants of the inner world were mainly on our behalf. At present, the law of gravity, which unites all the worlds in the universe in one grand system, separates man from his kindred spirit in the planet. Man will one day overcome this so-called impossible barrier to make excursions to distant regions to find things out for himself. But to say that the law of gravity has not been overcome is nonsense. It has been overcome. For those who understand the law of gravity and what it is, I'm not going into that just now because it leaves awkward work which is not necessary at the present time. There is a saying that man cannot think of anything that is impossible. And when we look back, we find that we have thought of things, and at that time we thought them impossible. But this saying has proved to be true. They have become possible. And we are now experiencing them. Yet we no longer give them a thought, only accepting the impossible as an accomplished fact, we are a peculiar lot, are we not, when we think about it? Yes, like the men, the people all went down to the river to see this iron boat going down to the fire. So when this man understood a little bit more than the ignorant people, he floated his iron boat in the water, but it stopped on the top of the water. The people gazed at it and said, "Good gracious me, I never thought it." The first time they said it was impossible. Now we sail plain big battleships of the ocean. Wireless, other things. And I could tell you many things that you know nothing at all about. Occult things, which I've experienced and seen, which are real tools too, overcoming the force of gravity. But you won't believe them. You're just like the people who went down to see the iron boat sink to the bottom of the river. No, you're just like those people, just the same. You're no different, every one of you. You will just say it is impossible. And when it becomes possible, you will accept it without giving the thought, how did it come about? I'm giving you a vista beyond that in which the human mind is generally caught up. Then the mind will not remain stagnant in its own circumscribed orbit, but will rise above its present limited beliefs and inane thinking. Are our thoughts not mainly built up from the creative, blinding us to the creativeness that is within us, and which is behind all the creative? And it is the means whereby that which is known within itself will be made known to the individual when the individual is capable of true understanding. Do not think I am romancing. I am stating facts, and these facts are evident to the mind that is capable of looking beyond the mud out of which the lotus flower grows. Man's understanding is still in its infancy, yet through the realization of our eternal existence, our faculties will expand. A few have expanded these faculties, but these few have been regarded by the masses with awe, and often put to death for fear that the pet theories and religious beliefs of the blind who leave the blind will be shattered. Yet those who acclaim Barabbas and put Jesus to death could not destroy that which they could not see nor understand, nor could they dim the light that came into the world in the beginning and is now beginning to shine brighter in the darkness of the human mind. In our darkest hour we will see that light, or we will no longer seek the darkness that has brought ruin to the human family through separation and distrust. Through the misery of mass murder, we will realize that it is the same light, the same consciousness that makes us aware, the same birthless and deathless spirit unfolding the beauty of the human soul, as well as the beauty of the universe in which we live, and in which we can never be separated from the whole. My words are incapable of explaining this mighty truth, yet the truth can be found within ourselves when the noise of the outer is quietened down. There is a peace coming, and you will find this. You may get a fleeting moment of God comes, God. A moment, that moment of reality. It was a glimpse of it. That moment passed. What did you try to do? You tried to recapture that moment through your memory, through your experience, to make it live again. How can you make the past live? moment, and the next moment was reality also, and the next moment too. Before that moment passed, it was gone. Reality again renewing itself. The continuity of renewal is reality. Only when the mind then is quiet and peaceful. The infinite has revealed himself in us, and with this understanding we can reveal the infinite. Was it not this that Jesus showed when he said, in other words, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father, and the deeds you see me do are the deeds of the Father who ever remains within me, is to whom takes. Could there be plainer words than these to reveal the truth? When we begin to think clearly, we will see that the whole universe must be within the consciousness of the infinite supreme architect, and it must be the same consciousness that makes us living, thinking beings made in his image and likeness. Can you deny that? Man has lost the power to think for himself. He accepts what the blind say, and they never saw because they were blind from the beginning, being caught up in different creeds and beliefs which separate man from man and man from God through ignorance. Where is your God? Some God outside yourself, in some place somewhere that you've got to go to. What ignorance, what idiocy, what stupidity. When you see clearly and distinctly the truth of the living God, moment to moment, in which you can never be separated from, the livingness of yourself is your livingness in God, and God's livingness in you. Your life is God's life, and God's life is your life. There is no paths, there is no ways. These are all illusions of the mind. The blind try to show you a path that they do not know themselves. I tell you clearly and distinctly now, if you will realize this truth, there can be no separation. The words of Jesus have been made platitudes and have been mouth lip service throughout the whole of the world. How can the scientific source of these words explain? No, of course not. But if you will realize this, unless no religion of any kind can ever stand without the scientific basis, and it will all fall to pieces unless these words of the Master are understood from a scientific point of view, where science begins to search in the very depths, find the truth of his words, and they will find the great truth of the oneness of all things. Although man cannot be separated from God, yet in his ignorance man has assumed this separation. And what man thinks, so is he. Oh, could I wing my way with the swiftness of a seraph, one of the highest of angels, with love as a cherubim, and with knowledge from sun to sun, and from world to world, until I have surveyed all the systems visible to mankind, and at the same time gather within myself the glorious landscapes and scenes of grandeur they exhibit, and could mingle with the pure and exalted intelligence to people these resplendent abodes, and behold the humble and ardent adoration of the Almighty. Their benign and understanding deportment towards one another, each esteeming the other better than himself. All united, the bonds of the purest affection, without one haughty or discordant feeling. What indignation and astonishment would seize me on my return to this obscure corner of creation. Yet within myself is this grandeur, the consciousness of the infinite himself. To know this in our hearts is to live. Can we comprehend the innocence of this magnitude, that the consciousness of the infinite whole is within? If it was not so, your consciousness could not take in the whole. It could not expand. It could not become a spiritual being. You could not live in the spheres. You could not live in the ether. You could not live in the spiritual. He who overcomes all shall inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Revelation 21:7. How wonderfully true it is then, to get a greater understanding that the consciousness becomes more expansive, and the narrowness of the self disappears. Can you go out of this room now and say that you are not changed? Can you leave this room tonight and say that you are not changed, that you are the same narrow self that you were before you came into it? If you do, you have not listened to one word I have said. But why I am saying these things to you is this. Unless I say them to you in this way, you will not understand them. Was it not that way that Jesus taught to make the thought impressive on the mind of his hearers, even if they were parables? So it is to make this thought impress your mind, so that you would discern the falseness, the narrowness of the self. And as you can get a modicum of understanding of your oneness with the whole of the cosmos, and know that the cosmos is moving in one direction and you are moving with it, and in the further star, the same movement is taking place within yourself. You become a director by cooperation with the cosmic plan, by knowing and understanding, I am a self and nothing. So the self has disappeared. The narrow self begins to dissolve away. Could there be any greater joy than the realization that the only power there is that which is wholeness? Moment to moment, moment after moment, don't try to recapture that moment. It's but a memory. You are preventing another moment all the time because your mind is taken up with a moment that's past. Can it be now? Oh, beloved, within my consciousness, I can scan my eternal home, and thou art my eternal joy. I found that all my errors dissolved away when thy love and wisdom became my star. I no longer need to probe my way in the darkness, for thou art my eternal light. Yes, I was beaten by the winds of fate and drenched with the rain of misery while I wandered in the darkness of my mind. But now the storms have abated, the rocks have disappeared from my path, and I no longer stumble, for I have thy staff of love and wisdom. I have seen thee in my brother.